brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, I have the Wikipedia bio here. I also have several other bios, literary bios of Gore Vidal. And I tried to cover all of this. It would take several hours. But he is one of the only living literary legends, right up there with the great folks like Kurt Vonnegut, who is on board with what we do here. And we are so honored to have Gore Vidal with us. I spent a lot of time last week and this weekend, and so did my crew, going over a lot of the interviews he's done, things he's talked about, things he's covered. And I've noticed the media always tries to steer him away when he really, really starts banging the drum and exposing what's happening. That won't happen here today. We're going to talk about the police state unfolding, talk about 9/11, talk about the empire, where we're going as a society, as slaves in the empire. Gore Vidal, thank you for joining us, sir.
Well, very happy to be there and looking forward to actually being in Austin fairly soon for the first time.
That's right. Well, we're on all over the country, but our home base is Austin, and I certainly look forward to coming out and maybe getting a 10-minute interview with you for my local TV show. But tell us why you're going to be in Austin and what your latest work is.
Well, I was invited. There's some sort of a festival going on, I think.
Oh, yeah.
In Austin, and I have a new book of essays, of memoirs, Point-to-Point Navigation. Covers the last 4,000 years of my life, or maybe it's just 40 years. It seems like 4,000. And I will be chatting about whatever people want to chat about. And I'm very curious. There's a wonderful writer that I knew quite well from Austin, lived in Austin anyway, Bill Brammer. He's still remembered?
Yes, he is.
He wrote a book called The Gay Place, which was about the state legislature, the guys in it, and their problems with the governor of the state, who's very close to Lyndon B. Johnson, in character. Wildly funny. It's one of the best political novels ever written. It'd be better known to Americans wherever they are.
Well, in fact, I don't have the printout in front of me, but I'll get it during the break, and it's the big Texas Book Festival. It's huge, and you're going to be there, and so we'll tell folks about that coming up after this break. These days, I just want to get a gauge of where you're at, sir. What are you thinking about most these days, Gore Vidal?
Well, I'm thinking most about the coup d'etat post 9/11, in which we lost the republic, and I find that disturbing. So the only way that I could do something about it I've been stumping all over the state of California for Democratic candidates for Congress, and I've gone further afield around the country and pointing out some of the dangers and some of the contradictions of the junta that currently rules us, and beginning to feel that a tide is changing, which is the first twinge of optimism that I have had in some time. That is what I'm doing.
Well, you're right. The tide is turning. The problem is people like Nancy Pelosi are going to try to co-opt it, ensure that revolution doesn't have teeth. And she was on 60 Minutes last night promising she's going to shield George Bush from impeachment.
That's a mistake, of course. And she can't stop it. Once it starts, the Democrats have organized the House, even though she may be the Speaker of the House, she could be overruled. The Judiciary Committee has got good people on it, like John Conyers. And if the Senate also goes, then you have Lay and really good people on the other side.
Gore Vidal, stay there, sir. We've got a break. Long segment coming up. Plenty of time to talk. The death of the Republic. It's happened. It's on the gurney. And we could try to get out the defibrillators and try to shock the heart back into motion. Will we do that? We'll be right back with Gore Vidal.
It's
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Dad, can we stop? We need to go to the bathroom.
What? Again? We just stopped 2 hours ago.
Honey, let's stop because I gave the kids their Spork Berkey water bottles.
Why did you do that?
Because they can't drink and talk at the same time, and that way we don't have to listen to them singing,
"Are we there yet? Are we there yet?"
for the entire trip.
I didn't think about that. Great idea.
Yeah, and it's cheap entertainment for the kids. Bottled water costs around 75 cents a bottle, and using our Berkey Sport bottles, it costs us less than 2.5 cents per refill.
Honey, you're terrific.
Oh, honey, so are you. You're the one that bought the family our Sport Berkey water bottles. Now, can we stop? I need to go, too.
Get your Berkey Sport purification bottle for only $39 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed, and there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Looking at my call board here, I know we have calls from as far away as Australia, Canada. And we're going to take calls the last 15, 20 minutes or so in this interview with Gore Vidal. But specifically, it needs to be a question for Gore Vidal. Again, we don't screen calls here, but I ask the listeners when we have a special guest to try to keep it on the topics that we've been discussing. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, but he is really a historian and written incredible historical novels. He is, of course, has won so many laurels and awards that I can't even begin to try to go through them all. If you'd like to read several different bios on this incredibly well-traveled individual, this great mind, I've read several of his novels. I'm a big fan, and so are my parents. Wait till they hear that we interviewed him. That you certainly need to go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to do that. For stations that just joined us, we were talking to Gore Vidal, the author, during the last segment, and he brought up the death of the Republic. And it's not just Gore Vidal saying that now. He's been saying that for 5 years. Now it's Keith Olbermann. Now it's Lou Dobbs. Now it's almost every constitutional law scholar. They're putting into law things that Hitler didn't even get put on paper. He just did it. And we're going to be talking to Gore Vidal about that today. Gore Vidal, again, thank you so much for joining us, sir. Speaking about the death of the Republic, from your unique perspective historically, why do you say the Republic is dead?
Well, you know, I lived through... This is California's finest that you hear. I lived through most of the 20th century. I was brought up in Washington, D.C., my grandfather, in my grandfather's house. and he was a blind man, but he was he put together something called the State of Oklahoma, and was elected their first senator in 1907, and served till 37, and the Constitution and our republic was very much on his mind. He used to say to me, just as a kid growing up, he knew I was going to be political in some way. He always said, remember that the only phrase that matters in all of our great public papers is due process of law. I mean, that was tattooed on my brain, and it's still there. And when we lost habeas corpus in a recent caper by Mr. Gonzalez and his masters, I thought, wow. I didn't think I would live so long to see that one go, because that's Magna Carta. That takes back to the 10th or 11th century.
1215, yeah.
Indeed it does. Spirit of Runnymede runs no longer in our republic. And a number of things were very disturbing. One was the two stolen elections of the year 2000 and 2004. There's some disagreements on to what extent and who did it and so on, but electronic balloting machinery seems to have been responsible for a great deal of the theft that took place, first in Florida in 2000 and in Ohio in 2004. Now, when I really took alarm, I've always hated the New York Times for many, many good reasons, because it covers up so much that it ought to be.
But then poses as if it's, you know, the trusted name. I would call it fake liberal.
Fake liberal, whatever it is, it's fake. And the paper of record, I mean, it's no such thing. Example, and, you know, this really was an alarm bell in my head. Apropos of the election of 2004, a first-rate congressman called John Conyers, who is the ranking Democrat of the Judiciary Committee in the House and will be head of the committee should the Democrats come back. He went up with a pretty big crew of investigators to Ohio to investigate the Secretary of State there, who was up to all sorts of mischief, a man called Blackwell, who's now running for governor. And there was a lot of work done on who had stolen what election, who had made it impossible for certain minorities to vote by saying that they had the same names as Elon and so forth, all the usual negative nonsense. So Conyers came out with a report on it, which was a small book. To be helpful, I said I would write a preface to it. He had a publisher in Chicago, where it was duly published. Now here it is, all... there it is right in front of you, who was where, when, at what polling booth, and what the, how the vote was reversed, how many Diebold machines were used, how many Sequoia, and so forth. And then I thought, well, my God, at last we've got it done. Now we know. Otherwise, it's just, you know, hearsay. And suddenly I realized he had sent, the publisher had sent it off to the New York Times. They refused to review it. Now this is... from a distinguished member of Congress, from the Judiciary Committee.
And let's be clear, and again, we're talking to Gore Vidal, the famous author and researcher. They didn't just review it and try to poke holes in it, which they knew they couldn't. They just refused to review it.
They refused ever to mention it, as did the Washington Post, as did, I think, the Wall Street Journal. The only paper any of us has ever heard of that reviewed it was the Boston Globe. And I thought, really, if the principal newspapers of the country refuse to take notice of the fact that a presidential election has been twice stolen and an imposter is pretending to be president and guiding us straight into wars which benefit his cronies and companies like Halliburton, then we've had it. There is no republic. And we have no redress. The judiciary has been corrupted. The Congress has been pretty hopeless for some time.
And what horrifies me most is that there's never any indication of, okay, 90% bad, 10% good is still happening. It's every signpost as we're going into authoritarian, despotic fascism. Every signpost screams Stalinistic, Hitlerian, Maoist. Every signpost shows hyper-tyranny. Do you agree with that analysis?
Well, not an analysis, but it's a statement. Yes, I do, pretty much. We have, you said earlier in the program, that things that Hitler never got down to actually writing up as proclamations and so on, but just did anyway. These people are now trying to give a gloss of legality through Mr. Gonzalez, who is, you know, to me, every time I see him, he's a reincarnation of Truman Capote. And he's been only talking about how quaint the Geneva Accords are. And yes, they have no idea of cause and effect. If we don't sign them, this is how you treat your prisoners that you take in a war. And we reserve the right to put them in terrible prisons, torture them to death sometimes. It never occurs to these fools that that will be done to American soldiers. I spent 3 years in World War II, and many terrible things went on in the Pacific, some for which Americans were responsible and some for which Japanese were responsible. But everybody was trying to hold the fort on legalized torture, which certainly was not a on offer.
It was certainly never certified from the highest levels. Where do you see it going in the future? Because Bush is a cornered rat, though he is a titan of a rat. He's extremely powerful still, but I see him being cornered now. We're in a catch-22. If we don't fight these fascists, then they will expand their power. If we do corner them, then they will still launch us into even bigger crises to try to cover their tracks. What do you see happening in the future?
Well, our greatest difficulty at the moment is that the media is totally corrupted. Starting with the New York Times, the media belongs to our rulers. So in the old days, when something ghastly would go wrong, you could count on journalists writing about it. TV, when TV was invented, radio. There's nothing there. There are no voices expressing disagreement, much less saying, every time you say, I'm wartime president, just say, well, you're not a wartime president. You have to have a country for a war, and you cannot have a war unless declared by Congress, which they will not do, as subservient as they are. So why he isn't shut up on that issue, I don't know.
What do you see in your crystal ball from your 40-plus years of research and watching politics? What does Gorbachev see in the next 2 years?
I see the bankruptcy of the United States of America. Follow the money. The amount of money that they have siphoned off from our treasury for overruns and for mismanagement by Halliburton and friends, we don't have that much money, and we are getting more and more broke. I don't know if you noticed it a few weeks ago. The Army was asking for a little more money to buy some, I suppose, to buy bullets. They were running out. All the money has gone to big companies for high-tech stuff, which we don't need. It's for the 22nd century, maybe.
It all goes into white elephants that aren't even for the real war-making capacity. It's all gone to $15 million blue tarps that Halliburton calls permanent structures.
Indeed, yes. And what do we need a permanent structure for in Iraq, unless we're going to make a colony out of it? And the Iraqis have already proved that they don't really enjoy our presence.
Well, you hit on something key, integral, and that's that the last Fed chairman doubled the money supply in 6 years. Bernanke says he's going to double it in the next two. I see it spiraling into hyperinflation.
Well, it's already begun. I just read a story that in the L.A. Times that the $40 entree is now here per restaurant. Well, people who go to first-rate restaurants know they're going to pay a lot of money, but these were for what they thought of as run-of-the-mill, ordinary restaurant.
Gore Vidal, stay there. Quick break. We'll come right back to you, and we'll get into several central issues to how they've gotten this police state.
Our terrorist cells are prime terror targets located near you. Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Ted Anderson from Midas. Today is October 23rd, 2006. Gold opened at $583.30, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $615.19. Again, that's $615.19 to purchase 1 ounce gold coins. You ever wonder why deficit spending never goes away? Would you believe me if I told you that fiscal responsibility would lead to a second Great Depression? Believe it or not, this is true. Our economy gets its currency from a private banking cartel. We, the people, labor to create the money, only to turn it over to this institution for its seal of approval. They, in turn, lend it back to us, and we, the people, are forced to labor to service the interest on this debt. Midas Resources is offering the creature from Jekyll Island a second look at the Federal Reserve. Call 800-686-2237. If you haven't read this book, get a copy today. 800-686-2237. If you have, pick up a copy for your friend or relative. Call 1-800-686-2237.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
For centuries, salt products have been known to help people stay well in body, mind, and spirit. Soleil Wellness is a unique company that scoured the world to find the best salt-based products to help you and your family. Safe, easy-to-use, environmentally friendly products that fit into any lifestyle, decor, and can be used by anyone at any age. Soleil Wellness has a unique selection of salt-based products. Not only Himalayan gourmet salt and healing bath salts, Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, ionizing salt crystal lamps, respiratory relieving salt pipes, pain-relieving pillows, and more, all designed to keep you and your family balanced and well. Visit Soleil Wellness today, online at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
Welcome back. I'm Alex Jones, blasting out worldwide on the AM and FM dial, shortwave, satellite, and Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Gore Vidal, I mean, again, his bio is so lengthy and everything he's been involved in, the things he's witnessed, the books he's written, the awards he's gotten. Just if you don't know who Gore Vidal is or have only heard the name in passing, go to Infowars.com, read his bio. Right now, I don't want to burn our time up doing that, though. So spend some time and check out the new book he's got out as well. Gore Vidal, Foundations. You know, Hitler used crises he created as a pretext to gain control. We know that the Roman emperors loved to do this, problem, reaction, solution, the Hegelian dialectic. We know that there is false flag terror. Our government admits it staged terror attacks in 53 to overthrow Iran. They claimed our ships were attacked to expand the Vietnam War in 64. That's now been totally declassified. There are countless examples of this. 9-11, and I've got a lot of the interviews you've done here. I've got some of the quotes and things you've said, and I've noticed in a lot of these transcripts that you get steered out of it. You've got the floor, sir. 9-11 is a foundational event. The questions you've got, obviously, I clearly know it's an inside job, but I'd like to get your take on it.
Okay, but let's get the sound level right. How's my voice?
Good, sir. I had bugged Mr. Vidal during the break to speak up. You sound wonderful.
I'm bugging back. Okay.
Yes.
9-11 was, first of all, I don't go along with those people who think that the Bushites did it. And demonstrably, they didn't, because 9-11 was a brilliantly executed act of terrorism, and they are not capable of anything brilliant. So they couldn't have done it. But they were ready to take advantage of it. And all the information that was coming in, Putin in Russia warned us, Mubarak in Egypt warned us, Assad warned us. All kinds of people were warning us that we were going to have unpleasant visitors to our guys. Did they pay any attention? No, they did not. They now pretend, oh, we didn't know about it. Oh, we didn't know. Oh, well, that wasn't accurate. Well, they go on dithering, but they knew something was going to happen, and they were ready, which means that they knew it would be expensive, whatever it was.
Well,
did they know that the buildings in New York were going to be blown up? No, I don't suppose they did.
Well, Mr. Vidal, let me get down to brass tacks, and I'll dig through here and get some of the quotes that you've reportedly said, and I've gone and actually listened to some of these interviews. You bring up the fact that the head of Pakistani intelligence wired $100,000 to the supposed lead hijacker. Well, Pakistan's known to be basically an MI6/CIA front. You talk about how we had U.S. troops massed there around Afghanistan in the months before. Bush had the launch order on his desk to attack. I mean, how do they have all that specifically ready? I mean, in the quotes I've seen here from you, it looks like you're pointing towards, I mean, I guess let it happen on purpose instead of made it happen on purpose, or what are you saying?
I think let it happen on purpose. There is no proof of this. You know, there are moments when you go by opinions and moments that you go by the facts. It is quite true that the head of the Pakistani Secret Service, he was in Washington meeting with Mr. Tenet, whatever his name was, the head of the CIA, an ordinary bureaucratic meeting. And while they were there, suddenly the head of the IS something or other, they call it, the Pakistani Secret
Service. Mahmoud Ahmed, ISI.
That's it. He cables one of his people in Islamabad, where their headquarters is, to send $100,000, wire it, to Mohammed Atta, who was somewhere in the Midwest, and who was the principal, who was the chief of the gang that bombed New York and Pentagon and so on. That has never been followed up on. I found that in the Times of India, which is generally a pretty reliable paper. The Wall Street Journal even repeated the story about the time right after 9-11, saying that a warning had come.
And the 9-11 Commission said they're not interested in the money. But, I mean, how could he, the week before the attacks, wire this money when he's meeting at the White House, he's meeting at the House and Senate Intelligence Committee chairman on the morning of 9-11, meeting with Gosch and Senator Graham, Bob Graham of Florida. They're all meeting there, and there's this $100,000 payment, you know, right before this happens. Quick break. We're going to come back and talk more about this with our guest, Gore Vidal. Sorry about all these breaks, sir. This is the last big one. About 15-minute segment coming up right after this with our guest. We'll get into several other issues with Gore Vidal right here on the GCN Radio Network.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems? Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Dad, can we stop? We need to go to the bathroom.
What? Again? We just stopped 2 hours ago.
Honey, let's stop, because I gave the kids their Spork Berkey water bottles.
Why did you do that?
Because they can't drink and talk at the same time, and that way we don't have to listen to them singing,
"Are we there yet? Are we there yet?"
for the entire trip.
I didn't think about that. Great idea.
Yeah, and it's cheap entertainment for the kids. Bottled water costs around 75 cents a bottle, and using our Berkey Sport bottles, it costs us less than 2.5 cents per refill.
Honey, you're terrific.
Oh, honey, so are you. You're the one that bought the family our Sport Berkey water bottles. Now, can we stop? I need to go, too.
Get your Berkey Sport purification bottle for only $39 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU, that's 888-8-XANADU, and ask for George.
Gore Vidal is our guest. Check out his incredible bio. Literary legend joining us right now. A great historian. And Mr. Vidal, I've got to be honest with you. Going from the transcripts of what I've read of what you've said on other radio shows and in print interviews and even overseas, you have, you know, what you basically said earlier, let it happen on purpose. Then I look at Al-Qaeda, the fact that Brzezinski brags that in 79 he founded it, they used him to attack the Serbs in 99, Senate report, Alphonse D'Amato chairman. We know that these groups get financed. We know they build up these enemies. But when you look at the fact that they're abolishing the Bill of Rights, has nothing to do with terrorism. When we look at the fact they're setting up this police state, Bush has said it's a 100-year war. Cheney said it's going to last two generations. I guess that's the conservative estimate. You think that they're so inept, though, that they would just let it happen instead of make it happen?
I think they certainly took advantage of it. They were ready. And if you remember, at the time of Timothy McVeigh and what happened in Oklahoma City, immediately the Justice Department came up with a very draconian set of laws for us to live by.
Omnibus crime bill.
Yes, the omnibus crime bill. And that was, alas, on Clinton's watch. They never got a chance to put it through because the McVeigh thing didn't turn into a great national revulsion.
And you corresponded. Happened. You corresponded more than anyone else in the press, according to the press reports I've seen. Or is
yes,
that accurate with McVeigh?
Yes, I did. And he was somebody deeply concerned. I'm not saying that I approve of what he did in blowing up a building and killing a lot of innocent people. But simultaneously, he was a hero in the Gulf War. He got the Bronze Star. Army was eager to get him back in. And he's somebody who cared about the Constitution. He was a rather learned young man. And he wrote a number of pieces that were printed in newspapers at the time of his arrest. There was a conspiracy back of him, and he was not going to sell out his fellow conspirators. So suddenly he's condemned to death. And he decides, and this, he wrote this to me, he said, I have a choice now, he said, between talking or spending my life in a cement box or, best of all, federally assisted suicide. And he said, I'm taking suicide.
Did you ever talk to Jolyon West, his doctor?
No. What do you think?
Oh, just Jolyon West was one of the psychiatrists assigned to McVeigh.
Oh, well, I've read his report on McVeigh, which is, you know, perfectly sane and very intelligent.
Gore Vidal, let me ask you a question here. Corresponding with McVeigh, now he was videotaped. The FBI admits they've seen the tapes. I've talked to police that have seen it. What about John Doe number two? You ever say anything about that Iraqi gentleman?
No, I've read about him. He keeps cropping up, you know, in all the material on this event. And there were a couple of other Iraqis in town. Oklahoma City seeming a strange place for them to foregather.
Yeah, they got taken into custody later, and they were ordered to be released by the Justice Department. Were you aware of that?
No.
Wonder why that would happen.
Well, it was, it certainly was a good rehearsal for what was coming. And where my point I was about to make was that, once this omnibus crime thing existed in the Justice Department, now we have a new Attorney General and so on, it was put into effect. It is the USA Patriot Act. It is the child of this of Clinton's immediate hysterical, I think, response to what had happened in Oklahoma City.
And if H.R. 3162 is the son of the omnibus crime bill, what is H.R. 6133, the Military Commissions Act?
That's the invasion of Poland.
Oh, I agree with you there. In fact, that's how my new film Terror Storm opens, is with Hitler. You know, Hitler staged that attack on his own military base outside Gliwice to kick off the war. That's now conclusively admitted to from the Nazi documents. I mean, if Hitler could stage attacks on himself, why couldn't George Bush?
Because he had to finish reading My Pet Goat.
Oh, man. Well,
it's very difficult for him to read.
Well, you know, folks say that George Bush can't fight his way out of a paper bag and that Rove and his handlers are buffoons, but I read a Israeli plan from 83, and I read a 2002 Pentagon plan, which I could send to you if you haven't seen them. I know you're very informed yourself, where they said they wanted to break the country in three parts, have endless sectarian war. Now, I think they were planning to cook a turkey. They may have overcooked it where it's imploding. You know, they went too far, but I think the strategy of tension and chaos was their plan. I see that as genius. I see Bush as an aspiring dictator showing great acumen, but you don't agree with that?
Oh, yeah, but I don't think the brain is his. I think it's Karl Rove. I listened to him yesterday on television. He was up in Buffalo, I think. And it's very, very clever and very mischievous. I mean, this is a thoroughly bad man. And quite interesting. He was exciting the fears of everybody in the audience about everything. They've got a mantra now, which is totally incredible. If we don't fight them over there, we'll have to fight them over here. Well, how the hell are they going to get here, and to what end? I mean, these are questions that you could shut these people up if there was any media to attack, or if there was a Congress which was capable of oversight.
Well, the Army's own report and the National Intelligence Assessment unanimously, if you believe in the real terrorism paradigm, shows that this has increased the threat of terrorism twofold.
I should think even more than that. I mean, we've turned, there are 1 billion Muslims on earth, and there are 300 million of us. We are outnumbered, and the money is also on their side, too. We don't have it anymore.
Sir, Gore Vidal, that's the neocon plan, is to P2OG, the Pentagon plan, 2003, to, quote, stir up and elicit terror attacks, again, creating the tension as a pretext to widen the war.
Well, I don't disagree with that. I have no evidence of it, but it's certainly, that is what is happening. Let us put it this way. So since it is happening, it must have a parent of some kind.
Well, I agree. Back to 9/11, sir. Again, you're gracious to join us in a moment. I'm going to plug the... But in fact, I'll just do that right now. Coming up is going to be the Texas Book Festival. And we have a link to this up on Infowars.com. Gore Vidal is the top featured speaker after Barack Obama, The Audacity of Hope, and Gore Vidal will be the featured author of the literary gala at the 2006 festival. He will be in conversation with Maureen Dowd on Sunday, October 29th, from 2 to 3 p.m. at the Paramount Theater, free to the public. Texas Monthly editor Evan Smith will also moderate, and I hope to get 10 minutes with Mr. Vidal for the local television show. He'd be gracious enough to do that. I mean, sir, I respect your research of history. I respect what you're saying. I mean, you're spot on about the tyranny. You were spot on day one about 9/11. Let me bring you back to this. Do you remember a few weeks after 9/11, you were on CNN? I guess it was a few months. I tried to find the clip, but I saw it. One of my staff saw it. One of my crew witnessed it. And you're on there, and you said, I just want to thank CNN. This has been the first time in months I've been allowed to go on a TV show without military intelligence stomping around in the background. Was that a joke, tongue-in-cheek, or did that really happen?
That really happened. Happens quite often.
Oh, please, tell us about it, sir.
Well, I was on with, what is that guy? He's Charles something. He's got a morning show on the CBS.
Gibson. Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
I have blanked out his name.
Well, it's fine. It'll pop in your head in a minute. You were on CBS morning show. Go ahead.
Yeah. And it was at the time of Timothy McVeigh's event in Oklahoma City. And I was in Italy, and they'd sent a crew over. A crew came down from London for TV to be on the morning show and so on. And Mr. Gibson, I think he's called, Charles something. And I start to go into the background of why Timothy McVeigh did what he did. And he had declared war on the federal government because what had happened at Waco. And they had gone out of their way to destroy a bunch of religious nuts who were all living in a compound with Mr. Koresh. They killed men, women, and children. And
they could have grabbed him any day. He jogged into town.
Oh, they could have done it. So many things. And also, they did the totally illegal. They used the U.S. Army and its weaponry.
Delta Force.
To incinerate these innocent people. And that's, you know, the Posse Comitatus Act of 1875 says you may not use the American army against the American people, no matter how much order you think you should be keeping. And they did that, which broke the law. McVeigh, who was momentarily out of the army, where he had been much decorated in the Gulf War, became absolutely furious. He saw that everything he cared about, and he cared about the Constitution, he knew about the Constitution. This was not just another dumb kid with a pianist on it. He was a very bright man. And suddenly, he just went ape. And he said, well, okay, if you're going to do that to these innocent people, he didn't know any of them. But out of a sense of justice, which few Americans have, he decided, okay, I'll get back at them. And I'll blow up the federal building.
But you're on this TV show, you're saying this. What happens?
I'm saying this, but I'm giving you what I'm saying. Now, in the middle of saying it, the sound man, guy from England, said they'd pull the plug on you. And I said, no, something's gone wrong with the machinery or something. He said, no, and I've been talking, Mr. Gibson had contradicted me about Waco. Nothing, the government had done nothing wrong at Waco. Well, everybody knew that they had. And I said, well, everybody knows. You can find out about it here. You can find out about it there. In the middle of that, the sound, the audio, was unplugged, and I'm talking into air. Now, I know how these things are done. I've been on television for 50 years now. I know how programs work, and I also know how censorship works.
And if they were going to just get rid of you, they'd say, thank you, we're out of time, we're going to commercial. You said military intelligence, and now we know that major media does have spooks in it. Now CENTCOM admits they're planting fake news stories. Bush has spent $1.6 billion the last 2 years on illegal fake news, buying reporters. Specifically, though, what do you know about the cases you've dealt with?
I can't point a finger at who the spook was or from what department he came. I know that voices that they don't want to hear, instead of saying, as you suggest, you know, or using my favorite word on CNN, briefly, says Wolf, Mr. Vidal, what is the meaning of life? Oh, I'm sorry, we're out of time. Well, we'll get back to that.
Which they do on purpose. You can see somebody come on for 30 seconds a minute. This happened to me. You said the wrong thing. Boom. Okay, now we're going to this film clip of something else. And they hit the ejection button.
Oh, yeah. We are heavily censored, let us put it simply in one sense.
But how is the elite, you talk about our overlords, how are they going to deal with the fact that alternative websites telling the truth can pop up and be bigger than the Dallas Morning News website in a matter of months? Yes, folks, it took us 8 years to get bigger than the Dallas Morning News at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Now, 25-year-olds can start a website in 3 months, beat us, because they've got what people want to hear. How is the establishment going to deal with that?
They'll find a way of wrecking it. I don't know what the FCC is up to at the moment.
Right, sir. That's what they're saying. That's what they're now doing. They're saying they're going to tax it, regulate it, shut it down.
Yes, of course. They cannot have free speech in the United States. Because free speech ultimately will define them, name them, and describe their crime. And the decent opinion of mankind, as Thomas Jefferson would put it, will go into effect. I am enough of an optimist to think that's true.
What about government-sponsored terror itself? You're a historian. I would imagine you certainly agree that governments do stage terror attacks. Against themselves to mobilize their population, you know, waving the bloody shirt or agent provocateur. There's different ways of doing it. Can you comment on government-sponsored terror itself?
Well, we know quite a bit about it, thanks to Hermann Göring, who did all that sort of thing for Hitler. And at Nuremberg, he was being interviewed by a rather bright journalist. They just got down and started to really chat. The journalist said, how on earth, this most civilized country in Europe was Germany before the Nazis took over, how could you get those people to fight? There's these terrible wars, do terrible things in concentration camps. Göring said, well, it's very easy. He said, obviously no sane man is going to join an army and get himself killed, even for loot. They just, people are not like that. But he said, if you frighten them sufficiently, the red Bolsheviks are coming, the Russian hordes are coming, they're going to sweep the Germans into the sea, they're going to destroy it, unless we fight them now. Well, if we don't fight them over there, we have to fight them over here. Even that mantra has been learned by the little man in the White House. So Göring put it very neatly, you frighten people. The fright keeps going. We'll see before the election coming on the coming Tuesday. We'll suddenly see that we've gone from orange to red. We're in terrible danger. All sorts of things are up there in the sky, and they're going to take out every American city. And Albania has now developed hydrogen weapons. The lies just go on and on, and there are no truth squads. Programs like this and stuff on the internet can squeak through, but the press itself is absolutely captive because they're owned. I mean, not the press, but everything, all information.
50 years ago, you had over 200 companies. Now there's 5, and they're all merging.
Well, indeed, yes. I mean, it's locked up. And money did it all. Now, how do these individuals get so much money? Well, they are tied by, let's say, the Republican Party. Okay, we gave you a huge tax break. So we saved Jones $20 million a year for you. So we need a million or two for the coming election. And Mr. Jones coughs up. So instead of paying taxes, which would benefit everybody in the country, he only gives the money to the Republican Party so they can keep on playing the game.
Would you put it past Bush or his controllers to stage a terror attack as a way of smoke screening all their scandals?
Well, how desperate will they be before they do that? Secondly, could they do that? What Bush has done, I don't think he understands yet what he's done.
Well, stay there. Let's get the final answer on the other side with Gore Vidal. We'll also take a few phone calls. Stay with us.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing crisis, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Jeremy has never been in studio before. He works here at the office, but he said he saw Gore Vidal on CNN years ago, right after 9/11, days after, really. And Gore Vidal had said something, and he wanted, and I didn't want to pass it on, you know, what he said he'd seen. I wanted to have him ask Gore Vidal the question. We're going to take a few calls. He's going to stay a little bit with us into the next hour. Gracious to do that. And we have links up on Infowars.com to his new book, Point to Point. It's his memoir. But finishing up that question that we ran into the break, Mr. Vidal, I mean, with all the other crimes of this administration and their overlords, do you believe that it is in their soul? Do you believe that they are capable staging some type of war provocation, some type of terror attack, blowing up a ship, something like that?
Well, they certainly know how to cry wolf, 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 and I don't mean just Blitzer. Simultaneously, I think what is going to happen pretty soon, let's say it was on their mind to stage an event, I don't know how they can do it. Luckily for us, we the people who are the sovereign, as they tell us, luckily for us, they've antagonized the entire military. I don't think the military would let them. This happened when Richard Nixon was going crazy, and he was ordering out the troops, and he was ordering this and that. And Israel was in danger, and he was sending all sorts of, Kissinger was sending all sorts of aid to them. And something might have happened then, but the military wasn't going to let it happen. And remember, I was born in the cadet hospital at West Point. My father was the first instructor in aviation there. I know these military people. I've grown up with them all my life. And there is a point that they really do believe in duty, honor, country. They have to wait a time before they get to the point, but it's in them.
Well, let me just say this. I agree that in major polls, 80-plus percent do not trust either party right now. It's never been that high in modern polling, modern scientific polling. And so it is a catch-22. They've got the power, they've got the control, but more and more, you know, the brain gives the orders and the hands won't follow. But I see them, again, having to do something or the system's going to fall in on them. Jeremy, you wanted to state something that you saw Mr. Vidal say years ago, just weeks after the attack of 9/11. Can you repeat what you, because I wanted to get his take on this.
Sure. Hi, Mr. Vidal.
Hi.
I thought I'd seen you on a CNN news program saying that the official story seemed surreal after the event, and it seemed that you were taken off of that panel right after that.
In fact, you said he went on to say it just doesn't make sense that they could do it. Or what was the exact quote you heard?
That it was surreal. He said it several times, I believe.
And then you added something in there after that, because you told me the story before.
He had just said that it seemed surreal, that the whole story didn't seem to make sense, basically, was the context of the
Mr.
situation.
Vidal, do you remember that? I'm just trying to get at this.
No, I don't, because What made no sense is that CNN wouldn't follow up on why the fighter planes had not been scrambled and gone up to stop the hijackers. That's the law of the land. You don't need the president to order you. You don't need a general. Those are your instructions. I know. My father wrote them.
Yeah, Jeremy's not.
Director of Air Commerce. What?
No, I mean, you're right. Jeremy's nodding. He said, he's saying that's exactly what he saw, so now we understand. Well, I mean, that is important because the default position is for fighters to be launched. The default, did you know, sir, that for the first time since 57 when NORAD was set up, that Cheney took the powers 2 months before away from the generals to shoot down aircraft? Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
We have the actual Pentagon order. It's incredible. What do you think of that?
Why has it not been published?
It's on the Pentagon website. It's you know what? I've got to send you some of my films during the break, if it's okay. Well, actually, I think I have your address.
Yeah,
I'll send you some of my documentaries. Jeremy, thanks for bringing up that, because that brought up some key info for Mr. Vidal. Final segment with Gore Vidal on the other side. We'll take a few calls. Everybody have your question and comments ready. This has just been an amazing interview. It's conclusion when we return.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645. Terror.